they called it corn dodging, but and then too, my daddy used to call it an ash cake. He used to put it in the fire and cook that corn bread and put it in the fire and bake it under there and cover it up with those ashes. That'd be good.
What shape did a corn dodger have?
They make it round. It's like a little hush puppy, not like a hush puppy, like a cake, corn cake. But it'd be about that thick.
About 2 or 3 inches thick.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but salt and water in it.
Mm-hmm. You said there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
Mm-hmm. Light bread.
For most bread now isn't homemade. It's
No, it's not homemade. It's a baked bread. What do you call it? Mm-hmm. Baking shop? All the bread you get practically baking now from the baker shop.
All the what?
Bread mostly. I say you get it from the baker shop.
Uh-huh. This something that's made, has a hole in the center.
Donuts.
Okay. Were there different kinds of donuts?
Mm-hmm. The chocolate tops and the sugar top donuts. Plain.
Mm-hmm. What about something you make up a batter and fry these for breakfast?
Pancake.
Was there any old-fashioned name for pancake?
Batter cake.
Okay. And talk about how much flour you might get. You'd get 2 or 3?
Cups of flour.
Or?
You mean to fix the pancake here?
Well, say if a sack of flour might contain 10.
You know, 8 or 9 people, you mean. We get 24-pound sack. We used to get 24-pound sack of flour.
Mm-hmm.
It was 8 of us in the family.
Mm-hmm. How much flour is in a smaller sack that you buy now?
2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you buy now, 2 pounds. You used to buy 24.
Mm-hmm. And the inside part of the egg is called the...
Yolk.
What's that?
Yolk.
Okay. And what color is that?
The yellow.
The yolk and the yellow is the same?
I think it is. What's the white? I call it white and the yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Could you speak up a little?
It's boiled eggs.
Okay.
Hot bun.
And if you crack them and let them drop out of the shells?
That's poached egg.
Okay. Did you ever see a hog butchered?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
I butchered him.
How do you do it?
Cut him up. I have killed hogs. I couldn't do it no more now. When I was young, I had to do it.
Uh-huh. How would they tell me about how they do it?
Well, you had him eating or something on there and hit him in the head with the axe.
Mm-hmm.
Then you cut his throat and let him bleed. So that blood would, so the meat blood wouldn't go through the meat,
mm-hmm.
And then they put him in a barrel of hot water and turn him over and over and scrape it out.
Mm-hmm.
Take a knife and then hang him up and let him drain. And somebody else would do the cutting him down. The entrance, I have helped, cut him up. I didn't take that out.
Take what out?
The entrance out.
Uh huh. What can you make out of that?
Well, the chitlins, you eat them.
Mm-hmm.
You can fix them, eat them. And the heart, you eat that. The liver and the milk, they have something called the milk in them. We used to run over one another for that. They broil it on cold out there with it for and eat it.
What would you call the fat salt pork you can use for cooking with greens?
Lard.
Or the salt pork.